Welcome to In the Sports Booth, live from SkidRowStudios.com. I'm your host, Eldrick Bone, ready to take you on in the wild world of sports, but I can't do it alone. Got to bring some people with me. In the studio, we got Mr. Jay Harrison.
We're in here.
We got Mr. Jacob Stockfish.
One love.
We got Michael Lorenzo Porter.
Hey, Mom.
The only one to keep his catchphrase, man. We've been having fun, especially duck. These guys. These guys were in the same room all day today watching games.
Is that weird?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean,
you came by for a little bit.
I mean, I did, man. I was having fun with the dogs, though. You know, that's what I was doing. We were at Porter's place. Porter, you know, has some great dogs.
You saved us with those burritos, man.
Yeah, man. I came in the clutch, right? Yeah.
You were like Kobe in the fourth. Maybe not this season, but like seasons previously.
Well, we got a lot to talk about, man. And while we were there, we were just talking about, like, hey, what are we going to talk about today? Because we got an hour, but we got a lot of things to do. We're skipping baseball. Giants, great. You guys won. Whatever. I'm not going to spend any time with you guys. You're World Series champs.
Porter, anything you're saying?
For your favorite team?
That's funny. That's funny.
We'll take that as a real no, okay? But for the time being, it's the season. It just started. So... that's the basketball season, NBA in full effect, and wow, we're all Lakers fans here, so this just hurts. Minus, you know, Jacob.
You don't count.
I'm irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
The ones that matter are here. Yeah. You know? Anyways, the Lakers, man, you best believe I'm gonna talk about this. We're a little frustrated. We're a little angry.
A little.
I am a little, but I have my reasons. We'll get down to it. So the Lakers' slowest start since 1964-65 season, I believe. Okay. And if I'm inaccurate, at least I know. I'm telling you, it's a long, long time. All right, guys. What do you guys attribute it to, man? This is terrible.
The worst offensive scheme I've ever seen. You can't be possibly trying to run a Princeton offense with all these like players who've already had established careers. Just let them play comfortably. Let them play free. Give the ball to Steve Nash. Let them run some pick and roll. Throw it to Dwight Howard on the block. Like, we don't need to be running Pau Gasol up, and he doesn't need to be at the top of the key trying to be the facilitator all the time. That's not his game. Put him on the low block. Like, and I just don't get Mike Brown's strategy. This Eddie Jordan Princeton offense, like, who cares about this offense? Doesn't work.
I mean, I agree with Jay. I think it's for guys who are not as athletic.
Yeah.
I mean, we could easily just run the pick and roll, like you said. ISOs with Kobe, Dwight. We have Gasol as well offensively. But I do think that some of the fire Mike Brown or, can Mike Brown
it's
stuff.
It's a little premature.
It's a little premature, you know. You know, we might not like the offense, but it's a new offense. We got to learn it. And I mean, I guess that's what we're running. So
also, Nash is hurt. Like, I can't really.
Right. You can't fully assess it yet, but I want to change it. But
yeah,
we'll see how it goes.
100% offense is not working.
I mean, from an outsider point of view who's not a Lakers fan, I just think it takes time to mesh. I mean, these guys weren't all healthy through the preseason. They weren't all playing together. So at this point, they're just, you know, they need to take time to get to know each other. And it doesn't come that simply. You know, you're not just going to go out there and beat OKC. You're not going to go out there and beat teams like the Spurs just right off the bat. It takes time. And in basketball, I think buys are overrated. I mean, there's no buys, so it doesn't really matter where you end up. As long as you're in the playoffs, you got a shot to play a first-round game. So I think, you know, take your time. Mike Brown, like you said, I think is a little premature. I think at this point you got to, you know, let it play out a long time, you know, at least halfway through the season. If you're like 22 and, like, 18 halfway through the season, I say maybe, you know, you need to look into that. But right now they're on 3, you know, they'll start off a little slower than they should have, but I don't think Laker Nation has anything to be worried about.
Yeah, there's a lot of spoiled fans out there. And it happens every season. When there's a slump, fire everybody on the coaching staff, trade everyone, and then that'll fix everything, right? You know, so that's not the case. And I call it the 15-5 start, and I still believe 15-5 is probably
You still got 15-5?
Yeah, 15-5. Probably they could still end up. And I think they'll go on some pretty good runs, like 7-win runs, and then lose one.
I think even they'll get 12-8.
Not if we keep running this offense.
And I'll see. I mean, we'll see how it goes. Like today, what we'll talk about today, they play Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do you guys call for that game?
They're 0-2, but like, it doesn't matter records at this point. People are just coming in hungry to win. Like, it doesn't matter. Records, they don't matter. Like, I mean, you have to be ready to play every night. Lakers aren't doing that.
It's like the Heat the one year they configured that one team. You know, everybody's out to get them because all the talk was about them in the offseason. So the targets on the back of
They started out 9-8.
People always try to play harder against the Lakers, though, just so.
Yeah, but this has definitely magnified that, 100%. You know, with all these trades.
It doesn't help.
I think this is the perfect game for them to get out of the slump. Like, I mean, you got Detroit, you have to win that game. I think it's a perfect game for you to, you know, get out of that slump, get your first win. You know, who cares? You know, just get it. You know, and then everything will kind of keep coming after that.
What I'm noticing a lot, too, is just we're having some high scoring and great performances between Dwight and Kobe putting 30-point games. Kobe got 40 last, and we call that a quiet 40 because he kind of sneaks up on you like that because he's that consistent. You know, you'll give him the ball, you'll put one down, you're like, okay, it's a regular thing almost. But to me, it's like we can't stop anybody.
No.
There's a sloppy, sloppy rotation. And the thing that burns me the most is we got two of the biggest men in the game. We got Dwight Howard and Pau Gasol. There's balls going in the air. Both of them still flat-footed.
It's ridiculous.
Not going for it. Whose ball is that, you know? And then you see the small guys. I forgot who got the ball between both of them during the Mavs game. But
Darren Collison. Yeah.
It drove me nuts. He got right between both of them. He's got to have, like, what, good 6-7 inches on both of them? Fail. And I'm like, wow, neither of you guys jumped. You guys are lacking on the rotation.
Yeah.
You know, Ron Artest, I'm never going to regard him as somebody that I'm going to, you know, he's going to put up a few points every game. I'm lucky if he gets a free throw in there, you know?
That's the other thing, too, about the Princeton is that it turns, you know, everyone on the floor is now a passer, an active passer. And Ron Artest is not a guy who I trust with the basketball, so.
And Kobe's not really the guy that, you know, he's not the guy who's been known for passing. Like, that's not his game. No matter if you like it or hate it or love it, whatever. His game is to shoot the ball, so that
he is a very good passer, though.
He is. But let's be honest, like throughout his career, he's known for scoring, and you need to get him the ball. That's the bottom line. Pau Gasol can't be your top scorer.
Steve Nash needs to be the number one guy to get involved.
Absolutely,
I believe so. And he might not play. There's a good chance that he's not going to play today. They don't want to rush his return. I mean, as much as I do, I want to rush his return.
Don't rush him. No,
but
I'm not worried. This little 3-game slide is not a big deal.
You know, there's just got to be.
It's frustrating.
From the hype and from what I know for the Princeton offense, there's got to be a lot of open looks that I'm not seeing. Kobe is forcing a lot of shots, creating a lot of shots for himself. But the whole point of getting so many people, so many big names, and so much help is for him not to have to put up 40-point games.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Trying to save, like, the legs and try to, you know, just win in different ways. He doesn't have to score 40 anymore. Like, but, I mean, I guess Mike Brown wants to just run this stupid offense. That's
but it doesn't also work like that. It doesn't just, you know, you got these big names and all of a sudden it works. You know, you had Karl Malone, you had Gary Payne, you saw how that worked out. And you look at the Heat, even that first season, they were 9-8 and they made it to the championship and they could have won that championship. They didn't, they played like, but they got there, you know, and that's the final goal is to get to that championship. 0-3, like, to me, it doesn't make that big a difference. If you end up in the top 3 or 4 seeds, you're still going to be going basically down the same road that you would be either way. So who cares if you're not the one seed? It's not like you're going for a buy or anything like that.
Exactly. And, yeah, you just need time to mesh. And some Laker fans don't have this patience, young grasshopper.
Yeah.
you need to just wait this out a little bit. There's a little bit of a slump. There's injuries. People aren't full form yet. And the thing that kills me about Mike Brown, but I got to trust him as, you know, the head coach for us. He's like, I don't care. We're going to lose a couple games because of this offense. Yeah. I promise you. But I'm willing to lose these games until we get a groove. And I'm wondering, man, how long are you gonna do that?
But if Kobe's not tripping, you know.
Oh, he's tripping, man.
No, but he was saying, like, it takes time for this offense.
He did say
He called the city basically idiots. He was like, look, it takes time for things like this to, you know, actually, you know, work out fully. So, I mean, to me, I think LA fans are more worried as well because, you know, Kobe's not getting any younger. He's hinted towards retirement. We know years are numbered. And also, let's be honest, Dwight Howard has one more year left on this current contract.
He's going to resign. He's going to resign.
But let's say if they go, you know, 40 and 42, do you see him resigning?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
If he leaves, that would be like almost worse
than
LeBron.
I absolutely agree with you. But the thing is, like, these players have been known to show no loyalty. So you can't take it for granted that he's going to be here next year.
But we're not really
He's going to leave a lot of money on the table as well. I think we can offer him the max. So I don't really think
we're concentrating on basketball right now, not that.
I'm saying that's something in the back of people's minds.
That is a scary thought. I've shared that thought. I was like, man, this guy's Dwight's not going to want to re-sign if we miss the playoffs or have a low seed in the playoffs or can't even, you know, can't get a good year.
I don't see him leaving, first of all, because of the money thing.
I don't either, but it is a possibility the more you lose.
Who can offer him more money?
The Mavs.
Yeah, the Mavs. You have no state tax.
Does he really want to go to Dallas?
Why not? They've won a championship in recent years.
How old is Dirk? But
how old's Kobe?
34.
I mean, but how far apart? I mean, you know, like they're both older guys.
Yeah, but
I agree he'd be stupid to leave, but it is a possibility the more you lose. That's all I'm saying.
Do the Lakers beat Detroit tonight?
I think so.
Absolutely. They have to.
It'd be ridiculous for them to lose like by 20 or something.
I don't care what offense you're running. If you can't beat Detroit, like, what are you doing?
I'm waiting. I hope so. And also, you guys got to realize the schedule wise, we were meant to lose three if we weren't in our groove. Okay, we have the Mavs. Granted, they don't have Dirk. They have one of the best coaches in the game. And they do have some pretty good names in there, you know? You know, you still got Vince Carter, who's shockingly, you know, still moving and busting some moves. He almost dunked on who that day? I'm trying to think.
Oh, no, I remember that.
I thought it was Powell.
And he tried to dunk. He missed, but he almost dunked, you know, posterized Powell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got what's his name came over? The Chris Kamen, who they always say, you know.
He didn't play, though. He's out.
Yeah.
He
Eddie out? Curry was our tormentor this past game.
Yeah. Eddie Curry was huge.
Yeah. I didn't even know he's still
He just
playing.
Got cut, actually, so I don't know what that's
I think
about.
He keeps signing, like, 10-day contracts.
Well, it was the Mavs. You lose to them. Then you got to go to Portland, where in the Kobe era.
We never went up there.
You won six. You know, in the Kobe era, you won six in Portland.
Portland always plays them tough.
Yeah.
They do.
And it's that like atmosphere their NBA finals, I think.
Yeah, it really is.
That atmosphere, guys. I give it out for the Portland fans. I know you guys aren't the biggest soccer fans when it comes to MLS, but those fans for that soccer team, for the Portland Timbers, is insane. You know, most acts were like, hey, we'll hire somebody to sing the national anthem. Mm-mm. They have so many fans there willing. The whole fans sing the national anthem. Yeah, 30,000 people singing the national anthem, you know? It's crazy. So, and then you got the altitude, whatever. And then also you got to travel on one day's rest. They were meant to lose that game. Then you got to play against the Clippers, who are contenders for the playoffs.
And absolutely.
They're stacked ridiculously.
It's their depth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But we'll get into that, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk into that. And remember, we only lost that game by like 10, right? You know?
I think it was 10. Yeah. 95-85, I thought.
You're playing playoff teams. That's the bottom line. And it's tough when you're trying to just get your team on the same page. You weren't together in the preseason. No matter what the deal is, you have to play together before you start meshing well. So, you know, I mean, you played good teams. It happens. It's not like it's nothing to overreact to.
Yeah, I'm expecting a good week from the Lakers, especially with the schedule coming up.
Like you said, they could just turn around and win 6-7 straight. And, you know, all this talk is behind us.
Yeah. So, and I'm totally expecting that. I'm waiting for a really good run. And 15-5, I am calling it because there's a lot of hope behind that.
You have to hold on to it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm not willing. I'm not willing to buckle for 12-8.
Until number six comes, you gotta keep saying.
They could be 0-4.
Yeah.
0-5.
Yeah.
Still if you lose to the Pistons, you might have to. Yeah,
they had like a 17 game run last year.
Yeah.
You know,
yep. So let's talk about the beard.
The beard,
James Harden.
Beard. Your beard is weird, man. This guy James Harden is on fire right now. This was NBA Jam. He'd be dunking from the free throw line right now, man.
From the half court line.
From the half court line, man.
Yeah, he's beating.
He's, wow. The first game, you're like, okay, he just got traded and not much learning here. Not much time to gel with the Rockets. You know, you got traded 2 days before you play. You put up 30, how many points? 35?
I put up 37.
First night was 37,
yeah. And then you're like, 12. Okay, man, he had a good game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next game, 45?
45.
45 points?
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Balling out of your mind.
It's almost like he said, hey, look at this. You know, you should have given me the max money.
And you guys were holding me back by letting me play off the bench.
Right.
Wow. I could be playing
40 A lot of people
minutes.
Thought he should have been starting, actually. A lot of people thought
Are you kidding
that.
Me?
But, you know, for how their team fit, he made sense to be it that fit. Guy off the bench because he was a scorer off the bench.
They he's a
that.
Pure scorer.
But of course, he was 40. Good enough to start.
He's know? Getting 45.
No, the thing is, like, I mean, for Westbrook's me, I had no doubt that he'd go there and get great stats, you know, because you kind of knew that his role in the Thunder was a little, you know, reserved, where now he's the number one. He's by far the main scorer. There's no Durant. There's no Westbrook to compete. Lin is pretty good. You know, the overall Rockets team is pretty good. Parsons had a good end of the season last year for a rookie. Ashik, they said, was going to be a top 10 center in the league. It just happened to be behind Joakim Noah. So I think that whole they got Calderon off the bench. you know, they're not a bad
team.
They
can compete for a playoff spot, definitely.
And I think they can
compete
for a top five.
Four or five.
I don't know about that.
4 or 5.
They have a pretty
good in the middle there, 4 or 5.
Really? I'd say more like 7, 8.
You could, but I have a little more confidence.
They're definitely in, though.
I think their pieces are they fit well. I really do. That's my opinion. I mean, what do you think about Harden?
About Harden? Yeah. I think he's in a place where there's a good fit for him. Plus, he's starting. He's playing ridiculous amounts of minutes.
Yeah.
You know? He had his minutes really limited playing in OKC. Plus, you have two stars as well. And now...
And you're still scoring like 24 over there.
He's getting a lot of open shots and the open looks. You know, Jeremy Lin's making those moves and those plays.
Where do you think they could finish in the, like, best case scenario?
For them, if they had like a strong year... I mean, 4 or 5 is kind of pushing. I would say 5, 5, 6.
Okay, so
more realistic.
We're all around the 4 to 7 range. Of, yeah. We're saying they're a playoff team.
I mean, think they are a playoff team. Yeah, mm-hmm.
There's a lot of pressure. I mean, pressure in the West.
Yeah,
to think that they're gonna, you know, I'm sure. I mean, they also got Denver's somebody else who's starting slow, but I'm looking out for them as well.
Yeah, I like Iguodala. I like the pieces they picked up.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm looking out for them, and some stats for you guys on the Rockets. They're second in rebounds. They got 10th overall in points.
Aseek is a beast.
Aseek has double-double rebounds every night.
That guy is never going to have a game under 15 rebounds. He's going to lead the league in rebounds, I think.
He's a 7'19" Turkish guy. Like, he can ball.
Your type of people.
No. Your type of people, man.
Yeah.
I mean, James Harden, wow. Talk about doing great. And we'll talk about more being about being stacked. Another not so impressive, something expected, but they're starting off great, was the Heat. Okay? Oh. The Heat. That team is... act, man, it is ridiculous. They have, and I was telling you guys that I didn't really realize Rashard Lewis was traded to the Miami Heat, mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, that's a pickup. I was all like, oh, they have Ray Allen. Maybe I think Ray Allen might be able to slow down this year. Hopefully that'll happen. No,
19, no. Like right off the bat.
Yeah, and like, oh, I'm gonna have an easy 19 game. You know, shooting threes, lights out. And still, wow, double screens, chasing that guy is a nightmare, man. You're going to run into everybody on the team before you get to him.
He was doing that last year on one leg, pretty much. So, I mean,
imagine what he's going to do with LeBron for a full season. Rondo's pretty good. Like, he's one of the best. But LeBron, wow, he's going to get some open looks. Like, it's going to be ridiculous. And Rashard, him playing with Rashard like they did back in Seattle.
Yep.
It's they're feeling rejuvenated. They know, and they're playing with LeBron, like, so it's
It's funny too, because the target used to be on their back like the last 2 years. Now all of a sudden, kind of shifted over to the Lakers, and low key they pick up Rashard, like you said, they pick up Ray Allen. You know, they were the champs. You know, they did have the MVP in both the finals and the regular season, and we're not, you know, in the off season they kind of went under the radar in that sense of what they've been the last 2 years, and all they did was get better. And they're a team that's already played together, and you bring in a veteran like Ray Allen who's going to fit into any team, you know.
Yeah,
I think they're ridiculous.
Did you see when they lost to the Knicks, though?
Yeah, that was impressive.
I mean, Melo's a beast.
Like, we all know Melo's a beast.
Like, he can get games like that.
He gets hyped up for the big game. Like, he loves playing against Dwayne and LeBron.
But if you had to pick them in a 7-game series, you know.
No, absolutely not.
I think that game was more – I mean, there's a lot behind that game.
Yeah.
Not just talent-wise, but also you got to think Hurricane Sandy
of course.
Yeah. Hit.
That's true.
You know, and you have the city waiting on you. People wait on sports, man. You have that energy coming into there. That's why I found the Saints Super Bowl win so impressive. Because, you know, Katrina just demolished. And it wasn't like, okay, I think Sandy, they're getting support. And it's going to happen in weeks. With Katrina, that was months of hardship.
I mean, and then still
one season doesn't do good. The next season is like destiny. Katrina happens, and then you have your whole city supporting you.
I mean, yeah, I think the athletes take that into account. I don't know if it makes a team play better. I think they play with more urgency. I don't know if necessarily it's better, though. But they definitely, you know, feel, like you said, the weight of the fans. And, the Saints, I mean, that's a good example. Even though they won that Super Bowl, like, two years after.
Yeah,
like,
years
that
after.
Was still, you know, a big part of the Superdome. You know, it had just gotten cleaned up and whatnot. So, you know, they're aware of it.
Yeah. What else do you guys attribute that win to? I mean, besides Carmelo just being lights out.
I heard Mike Woodson gave a killer pregame speech. And I'm being honest.
I know.
Like, I think Mike Woodson is a good coach. He did wonders for Atlanta. You know, they just eventually weren't doing enough in the playoffs. But he took them to 50-win seasons when they weren't that kind of team previously. I think Mike Woodson's a low-key great coach. And I think he's helping that team out a lot. And he's finally got a full year under his belt so he can really start to really prove what he's about at this point, because last year he took over a team. It's not like having his own team from the start. Mm-hmm. So I think Mike Brown has, or not Mike Brown.
Not Mike Brown, Woodson. No.
Mike Woodson. Yeah, Mike Woodson has a, you know, a lot. I think he has a lot to, you know, take away from that situation.
And the Knicks, something from that game is just their lights out shooting. I mean, they're pulling in like 11. What, then the last game, the last win against who? I think Denver they played? 11 threes to win by like 20 points, you know?
They're lights out. Steve Novak.
That's what they do, you know. They want to, they live and die, you know, by the three. That's the kind of team they are.
That's scary, too.
I mean, they're hot, they're cold, you know, the next night. So, I mean, they'll be there, but is that a great strategy? I don't know. We'll see.
Who's also impressive was Prigioni. He has some pretty intense D. I mean, he gets, you know, called for a lot of reach-ins, but he's on you, man. And he's a rookie from, he's like, what, like a 34-year-old rookie or something 34. From where?
Is he really
from Italy? No, from Argentina, I think.
He's 34?
Yeah, I gotta double check on
but
that.
But he's man. Around that
The Knicks
age?
Have the oldest team in NBA history.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That.
Wow.
Really?
They have Rasheed Wallace, Kurt Thomas.
Jason
Marcus
Kidd.
Camby, Jason Kidd.
Wow.
Is Juwan Howard coming out of retirement?
He didn't retire.
Oh, is he still on the
Heat? He's still on the Heat, yeah.
He's still on
Are
the
they
bench?
Trading him to the Knicks?
Oh, he's trying to bandwagon
so
for
So they can
another.
Just really have the record?
Jalen Rose is coming out of retirement, too.
Oh.
Reggie, is he coming back?
Oh, he could still play, I bet.
Yeah, the only person I care about is Jordan. If he comes.
Prigioni is 35.
Wow.
Man.
A rookie at 35?
A rookie in the NBA at 35,
he's
man.
Serviceable. Why not? That's a way to earn your way.
Do you think he still gets treated like a rookie?
No, yeah.
No. Not at 35.
Yeah, this is the big
You've
show.
You've been through a lot. You've been through a lot.
But this is the big show.
To come to the big show and have some, like, 22-year-old tell you what to do.
If KD, if he was on...
If KD would get... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, can like, carry my bags.
KD's too skinny. No, you can't get pushed around at 35.
Okay, so he plays with Melo. Cool. He plays with Tyson Chandler. These guys are... Cool. You think they're not hazing him?
They might be a little bit, but nothing to, like, over there.
He's not bringing donuts?
He is not bringing donuts.
He's not bringing donuts.
He's not carrying bags?
He is.
He might
be. That's a grown man. He's a veteran in his country in Argentina, you know?
He's a rookie in the league.
A grown man.
He's a rookie to the pro game, though.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
He's never been in the NBA.
What do you think? Do you think he's taking
No, I don't think
Yeah, me neither.
I don't think he's taking, like, rat tails in the showers or anything, man.
Some Full Metal Jacket just soaking his socks.
That's ridiculous. No, he's a grown ass man. Yeah. You're not gonna
He has kids some of these kids' age.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you come out of 18 and there's a kid who's 19 in the second year, you're gonna take some stuff from him. What if you had a kid at 16? Come on, man.
And he's playing basketball for his kid. No wonder he's doing so
he's
well, man. He doesn't really care about that kid.
He's a 35-year-old bag boy.
Oh, no.
That is ridiculous, man. I can't see any of that, dude. Rat selling him in the showers. You guys are ridiculous, man. All right, so are the Knicks, do you guys see Knicks as a real deal, real competitors in the East?
No, I mean, they're not going to win. No one's going to win the East. I mean, the East except for the Heat, so they're not going to compete. They'll be a top five seed, yeah.
Yeah, I can see them being 3-4. Like Jay said, I really think the Heat are just eons above a lot of teams.
I don't know. I think they play better, actually, without Amari. So Amari coming back hurts them.
I agree.
I still think they're a top four seed in the East, though.
Do you think they'll trade Amari?
They need to bring Amari off the bench.
I think if he doesn't have a great year, he's going to get traded.
Yeah.
Because if you're doing that. And you have Tyson Chandler, too. You know,
he's not as good as him offensively, but I think they don't need that.
Yeah,
I think
you have the defensive player of the year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last year in Chandler. So
they don't need somebody else to jack up shots. Melo can do that.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
And then you could always rotate Chandler. I mean, Chandler did have a pretty good Olympics year, you know, with him.
Yeah, he did.
And you just got to know how to use him and utilize him because he can score and he can bully some guys because I've seen him do that time and time again.
He led the league in field goal percentage last year. Like, yeah, defensive player of the year. He's not. He's good. He's capable of being in there without Amari at least, yeah.
That's always matchup to me because I think about the Heat and I'm not really impressed with their presence in the paint. I mean, I'm not taking the LeBron factor out, but their presence in the paint isn't as strong. You know, I just don't believe in Chris Bosh. He does put up numbers and stick with it. I believe it.
I heard he put up a little weight, though. He put on a little weight.
That's his intention. His intention was to put up a little weight, some more muscle, and then be center. And I'm like, dude, you're soft, man. You're soft. You're all talk. And I think
he's trying to match up with Dwight. I think that's what I thought I heard it was about.
And you remember Boozer? Like, was it Boozer that had the ball? Mm-hmm. And he like goes around with his elbow in the air, and then he takes a total dive.
Yeah,
like you got hit in the nose and falls back. I was like, "That is the weakest. You're gonna take that while you're a center, man. You're building up muscle. That's It's character, man. He's not. He doesn't have the mental presence to be there, man.
He's really sweet.
So I can't. He's really sweet. He's a sweet guy. Where's Lou at? Lou, call in, man, if you're listening. All right. So moving on with some more NBA action, because we got a couple more things. And then at the break, we still have all this NFL stuff. We're doing our midseason awards. So OKC and Kevin Martin, is he showing promise in OKC? Because I think he is. Because he's supposed to, like I said, well, we always talk about he's a replacement.
Considering what the beard is doing, it's a bitter taste right now. Like, your team is obviously, like, changed. Did you see the game that they had against the San Antonio when Tony Parker hit the buzzer beater?
Yeah, that was...
They lost their identity. They don't have that consistent guy to go to. Like, James Harden was another guy they could just go to. Kevin Martin can't really create his own shot like
Kevin
that.
Kevin Martin scored 28 points today. Like, I mean, how is he not that guy who can score points?
I'm not saying that, but, like, they're going to get lost at times because he doesn't create his own offense. He's just another guy to jack up shots.
I mean, that's a fun thing. It's like, okay, then how do you play him? He's like, he's not the replacement for James Harden. He's a player who can't. He's basically playing pickup basketball right now.
Yeah, straight up.
He's got 2 days of getting to gel with the team, coming off the bench, and he's putting up double figure numbers.
Yeah. He's good.
You can't base it off of Harden either, because Harden wouldn't be scoring 45 right. if he was playing on the OKC.
There'd be a little bit more of a discrepancy, but I think, you know, you can't really say, like Jacob said, you know, did they win or lose, you know. Harden would be doing something closer to what Martin is doing if he was coming off the bench. I do think that OKC got worse because I don't think anybody has them in the NBA Finals, though.
No.
I don't think anybody has them going. Really.
I'd say it's a rematch.
Not. Well, who else is the best in the West right now?
The Spurs, I think, are always
scary. We're three games
in. They're there, yeah. They have a presence. And that game against the Spurs, I think OKC played terrible. I think they played terrible, and they lost at a buzzer beater. That's how that game ended. Okay. You played so bad that it came down to the last shot. And it went down, credits to Tony Parker, good shot. And he had a great look when he shot that.
I mean, in the best in the West, yeah, I would have to say OKC is definitely not at the top. I would put San Antonio above them. I would put Houston above them right now, three games in.
No way.
No way.
I don't think so.
Come on.
It's early, but it's not that early. I'm not
it's three games in. It's early.
I don't know about
it. How is it not that early? Houston above OKC in one game?
You need to get tested.
who's won more games?
I don't care. So the Bulls are better than, you know, half the league?
We're talking about three games in right now.
I don't care if it's three games in.
Who
would go farther in the playoffs? OKC or Houston? Judging off of their record right now.
Probably OKC will go farther.
What's your point?
Then you just ask your question, who's better?
OKC's looking better because they're still trying to mesh.
And James Harden's putting down 40 record numbers.
Record? What record?
He broke career high numbers.
He broke his own career record?
No, for most points scored in the first two games with a new team. That's a record.
Sweet. Circumstantial.
Yeah. That's real circumstantial. Sweet, actually.
No, that's a great
story. When did he ever get open looks with the OKC?
Never.
And now you have someone to take all the attention away, and Jeremy Lin.
No, Jeremy Lin is not creating this. This is all James Harden doing.
Oh my God. Are you watching
Jeremy
the games?
Lin is not creating these shots.
Oh. Free NBA package.
James Harden is controlling the ball on pick and
rolls. He has the ability to do that, man. He does have the ability to create his own shots.
It's not.
Getting a lot of open looks, bro.
Someone needs to kick him out.
James Harden is controlling this.
It's Harden. I agree with Jay on this.
It's not Jeremy Lin.
Is not.
You guys are ridiculous.
No way. We're going to sit down. We're going to Porter's house. We're going to watch a Rockies game. Then we'll see who's really creating all the damage.
I don't want to watch any Rockets
against the Lakers.
Jeremy Lin has 12-8 assists.
Look how many assists 21-7,
13-7. He's averaging over about 8 assists a game.
Go to James Harden assists for his first game. How many assists did he have?
I'd be surprised if he had more than like.
He had a double double in his first game with assists. He had like 37-12.
I'll check it right now.
We're checking right now.
We are.
Okay, yeah, he had 12 and then 2-5.
But he went for 40. You know what I'm saying?
He got two and five, one game.
Whatever you say, it's not Jeremy Lin.
He also has 13 turnovers in the first.
I'm saying Jeremy Lin is not a factor.
He has the ball in his hands every time.
Saying Jeremy Lin is not a factor.
He is a factor.
Okay.
But he's not a big factor. He's good. He's a great role player. James Harden is making Jeremy Lin not a bust. If James Harden didn't come still with Kevin Martin, he wouldn't be having this.
Don't you think Lin is like...
They help each other, yeah. But
yeah, they complement each other. They're going to make each other not be best.
I think Harden would be doing this with or without Jeremy Lin.
Yeah, exactly.
If he was a starter on almost any team, he would be doing this.
How much help did he have on the bench as OKC?
He got to play with Kevin and Russell, though.
Not at the same time.
Not usually. Yeah, dog. There were times that he played at the same time.
He was
yeah.
there at the end of the game as well.
They played together. Don't act like they didn't play together.
Who do you have? He had Collison. He had Derek Fisher.
Didn't Jeremy Lin also take the New York Knicks to like 10 straight wins, like brought them single-handedly?
Because yeah, nobody knew who he was. You know, it was just like, oh, who's this guy?
I knew who he was. He played at Stanford.
Harvard, actually.
Harvard. One of those smart
Where's
schools.
My sad trombone? Here we go.
That was really embarrassing.
I tried really hard, too. I was thinking, it was on the tip of my head. I
nice
knew it was
try,
one
bud.
Of those. It was, thank you. You know, usually when you get in these conversations with regular friends, they wouldn't call that out. They'd be like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm actually with the people who actually know their stuff.
Well, dang. Well,
all right.
So, what about the Bulls?
Let's talk about the Bulls a little bit. I did want to talk about that.
Two and one
is not the thing that's impressive is that, you know, you're not playing with Derrick Rose.
It's a team.
And they're playing great. They're playing great basketball. That loss wasn't, you know, a terrible loss at that.
I think last year they got used to playing without Derrick Rose a lot. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of built their, you know, camaraderie together. So this year they came into the year knowing that it was going to be quite some time. So I think they can, you know, win 60% of their games until Derrick Rose comes back. I think they can go, like, you know, 12-8 roughly in their first, like, 20 games, which, you know, if you can continue that throughout the season, you know, if he comes back and they're about 8 games over 500, 50 games through, like, that's good enough for me.
Are you anticipating the comeback?
Yeah, are you expecting him to come back?
I think at some point, I don't know how late, though. I have no clue how late. I think at some point this season he will come back, but it's going to be quite some time, especially the better they play without him. Because the longer they can hold it off, I think the longer they will.
What are your, like, expectations for that? Like, I mean, we've seen, like, AP come back and just be a monster. Peyton Manning is playing well. Like, this is a pretty serious type of injury.
It's
like,
scary, you know, because it's one of those guys who, how he plays, he's always going to be injury prone. So it's like, it's one of those things that you just, it's one of those things like, while you have it, just, you know, thank the Lord that you have it. And then, you know, but you're praying every second that, like, knee doesn't give out again because he just goes so hard.
It's going to be tough. I mean, I hope he comes back and looks, you know, anything close to his old self.
He's such a good guy.
It's really fun to watch him play, and it was awful how he went down.
Yeah.
It was. And you guys seen that commercial about him rebuilding, right?
Yeah, I cried like 3 times.
I cried like 3 times. God, no. I remember that moment when he just went down to get up.
Yeah, I kept motivating myself to go to the gym after that. It didn't happen. But it was there.
I saw a lot of messed up memes of him. You guys ever see the one where it was a picture of him? Like, he's on his side. And it's Simba from The Lion King on him. Like,
that was the best one.
That one had me dying. I died for like an hour that day.
That's real nice of people to do things like that.
Kick a man when he's
down. Yeah. That happened like 2 days after that happened.
If it happened to Kobe, I'd be posting him immediately, but not Derrick Rose. Yes. Let's have some respect.
Not D. Rose. Well, it's been the first week. We also wanted to talk about any impressive rookies we've noticed. And I'm going to say one off right off the bat, and I wish he was on my fantasy league. Was Lillard?
Yeah.
Who has him?
You have him.
Do I?
Do you have him? Are you being coy? Right
wait,
now?
Are you? Do, you, you
have do I have him?
Oh, in the league that you lost to me last year in the championship, yeah. I think you have him.
We're all in the same basketball league.
No, this is a new league.
Oh, it's a whole new world. Okay.
Yeah, Lillard is looking sharp.
Lillard looks great.
Yeah, he's showing a lot of promise, man.
What do you think of the two guys on the Hornets, though? Austin and Big Brow.
They're in all their games. I mean, they almost beat the Spurs.
They're fun to watch.
And they, yeah, exactly. They're a lot of fun to watch.
Like, even if they lose, they're a fun team to watch lose. You know, as weird as that sounds.
They're young and they're exciting. Yeah,
I think Lillard, though, you hit it on the.
He's the one that caught my eye the most. Yeah. Against the Lakers, he did great. And now, I mean, not to attribute that the Lakers, their D is terrible right now. And I thought their D was bad now. It's terrible now. I mean, bad before is terrible now. He was making space, plays, assists, those shots. He was, you know, he's reliable, seems to be. So, and he's playing with he's playing with a bunch of not young bucks. He's playing with a lot of seasoned guys.
Yeah. But he's really one of the only perimeter players that can get his own shot on Portland. Him, maybe Wesley Matthews. They don't really have too much, like, position battle going or conflict going on at the point guard position. He's definitely going to get the minutes. I think he's going to be the runaway rookie of the year.
I think runaway.
Not runaway. Not so much runaway, but like he's gonna. I think he's gonna average more than Anthony. He's gonna average 20 and like close to.
I think because of the guys he plays with, he will get you know better numbers.
It's situational.
Yeah, I like him. You know, maybe for rookie of the year. Obviously, Anthony Davis. I mean, he just had a concussion, but I think
that's
he'll
a weak
be
concussion.
Fine.
That was kind of weak.
Yeah.
You so got to just take it
between those two guys.
Like still, yeah.
You don't think Kid Gilchrist is going to be up there?
No.
No.
I'd love to because you know Jordan, but you know, but I don't know. I mean, I think you know what Mike just said is I think because of the situation he's in, Lillard. I think Davis will be the best rookie out of this class, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be the rookie of the year.
Yeah.
So I would say Damian would be the rookie of the year, but the most potential is definitely going to, you know, be Anthony Davis. And I also think Austin Rivers, I think that, you know, that he, I think he would have been better if he stayed in college a little bit longer, but I think eventually he will, you know, come into his own. But
who has him on the fantasy league?
You also have Austin Rivers, man.
Yeah, I'm not jealous.
I'm with you 100%, man. I'm not jealous of that at all. I think he should have stayed in college.
Good for you.
Longer.
It's a good pickup.
And he's just reminding me of that one shot. Yeah. I don't remember. I don't think his college was so memorable.
Let's not talk about
it. Wasn't. Especially going out as a 2 to 15. I'm a Duke fan.
Yeah.
You were the 2 seed. Like, you know, it's like guys like him, Sebastian Telfair, like guys who were like small guards and they just came out way too early. You're like, man, a couple more years and they're. A coach like Coach K, especially, you could have learned a lot, and you just came to leave. I mean, it's not like you don't have money. Your dad.
Nobody stays now, though. I don't remember.
Nobody.
You know, nobody.
I don't even think I would. You know, like, but that's the thing. Like, I grew up in an era where you kind of did stay.
Yeah.
And I like watching that, but now I understand why they go. I totally understand.
Whole different aspect.
Yeah,
right
it's
now
just a whole different
with the money.
Yeah.
The money thing is a big issue. I just. You passed up with such a great opportunity. You know, you go to Duke, and the son of a coach. Game recognized game. You go with Coach K. You know the best, arguably one of the best coaches.
Wouldn't you have thought because of the coaching background, he would have just stayed? You know, because financially, he probably doesn't have that bad. You know,
yeah.
So like that would have been the guy I thought definitely would have stayed. You know, or thought about staying because financially, you don't need to make that you know come up immediately.
You think Doc had anything to do with him coming out, or did he want him to stay?
I honestly think Doc would have probably told him to stay. That's my personal opinion. He probably didn't get involved.
I could see him saying, you know, stay.
Especially because he knows Coach K.
Yeah,
like, you know,
yeah.
Good coaches know good coaches, and Doc's one of the best of them.
I think Doc probably said stay, but you know how Doc, they kind of had to beg Doc to come back this year because they kind of tried to break up the whole Big Three. Doc's like, I may leave. I do want to watch my son play in college, but like he was already
since
gonna
he's
leave,
gone
so,
anyway.
He's not gonna play. The only time he's ever gonna see him play now is when he goes against them.
That's gonna be awesome to watch.
That will be fun to watch.
Coaching your team to how to be your son.
Yeah. Trying to be your dad.
He's weak on his left side.
I've been playing him his whole life. You better believe.
I've never played his whole life.
He used to wet the bed.
He used to wet the bed.
You better tell him that on the court.
Tell him that you know. Tickle me Elmo's not happy. What? How do they know about that?
Let's do the playoff teams. So I want to hear everybody's eight.
Everybody's eight. So let's go. You guys want to go east and west? You guys want to pick the contenders you guys really see in the playoffs?
We can do it fast, I think.
Yeah, we can.
I can pretty much tell you my eight if you go first.
What are we going to do, east, west?
Let's do west first and then...
Oh, yeah, we'll do west in no specific order.
No specific order.
Thunder. Rockets. Nuggets. Let's go Memphis. Let's go Lakers, Clippers, San Antonio. And who's going to be my dark horse? I'm going to have to go with Minnesota, probably.
Okay.
I like Minnesota. I'll go with them as well. I'll go OKC. I'll go Lakers. I'm going to go Houston, Memphis, Dallas. Actually, no, I got to cut out Minnesota. So Dallas, Portland, Clippers, San Antonio.
That's what I was waiting for.
You're putting Portland in?
I put Portland in.
Oh, yeah. Portland's it's about that time, and I think LaMarcus Aldridge is a beast that people don't really talk about.
Is he going to be an All-Star this year?
He should have been last year.
Yeah, he should have been a couple years.
Yeah, so that's my eight there.
The West
is
hard,
though. I'm going to go Spurs, Blazers, Paperclips, Mavericks. Was that five, four?
That's four.
Okay, Houston, Memphis, OKC, Lakers.
That's it.
Yeah.
How about you?
I had your exact same
exact
picks.
Exact ones, yeah.
Yeah.
I felt.
That's the one I was just like, if you guys don't say Portland, man, I'm just
going to throw Portland's, it in. Yeah, that one. And I kind of wanted to put Golden State as a dark horse, but I just couldn't. No. I can't
either.
But you kind of, they are in that 9-10 range where it's like, you know, if it comes down to like the eight seed and it's between them and Memphis, like maybe I might switch that up.
Curry's ankle won't hold up.
That's the problem.
I don't think it's ever going to hold up.
And Bogut is just a joke.
Yeah. So yeah, in the East, I'll go New York, New York, Brooklyn, Chicago, Indiana, Miami, Atlanta, Philly, Boston.
Not bad.
I have New York. I see New York. Brooklyn would be my dark horse for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Chicago, Indiana, Miami, Atlanta. I think the Sixers can make a run.
One's choosing Milwaukee?
No.
No.
Okay. I'm going to go Milwaukee.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm going to go Milwaukee, New York, Brooklyn, Chicago, Miami, obviously, Indiana, Atlanta, and that's seven, right?
Mm-hmm. Philly or Boston?
Oh, Boston. Yeah, I don't think Philly, I don't think they get in.
Can't believe you have Milwaukee.
What's wrong with Milwaukee?
Yeah, Milwaukee's an odd one.
What's wrong with them? Why not?
Why not Milwaukee?
Why not Milwaukee?
I don't think they have the
backcourt is great.
I do not think that.
They can put up points. Monte and Brandon are going to have career
years. They just have to play a little bit of defense, I think.
Have we even got to football yet?
No. We're going to take a break right now. Because we got football. We have a lot to talk about. And I think we're just going to skip the games and go into our... We have our mid-season awards. So we'll work that out, all right? So you're in the sports booth. Make sure you call in 800-893-9562. Okay, we'll be here. We got the NFL to talk about. Agree, disagree, cause a ruckus. We're here. We'll be right back in a little bit. We still got a little bit of time left, and we got to talk about, you know. right, so it's been an interesting week. I only really want to talk about one game, but I'm sure Jay doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh, we all want to talk about it.
That was the best game of the day.
It was a great game, guys.
It was a great game. You know, when I left, the field goal trick fail happened. So that was good. Interesting. That was a great read, man.
That was an interesting call by Tomlin. Brave call.
Yeah. So if you guys don't know, they lost by the four. Giants lost by four.
I think so, four.
By four.
That was a home loss, right?
A home loss. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. The Steelers, right? You lost to the Steelers.
Yeah.
So you guys lost.
How many touchdowns did Eli throw in this game?
None.
None.
How many picks did he have?
One.
He had a pick? Wow. So he had more picks than touchdowns.
No, I think we're talking about already.
Third down conversions. Yeah, it was not a good looking day, but you know, we were in it. Like, we still had a chance to win, so I'm not really that. It could be worse.
Do you still think you're the favorites in the NFC?
Yeah, for sure.
Why?
Why do you think that?
Because we had a bad game and we still almost pulled it out.
But you did not.
You got to win those
close
ones.
We still almost pulled it out. We've been winning the close ones. You can't win them all. But, you know, we were in it, so. Where was your team?
My team's getting Geno Smith. That's what we're busy doing.
Good luck.
Yeah, we asked you, what's your record? My record is Geno Smith.
Get busy winning or get busy getting Geno Smith.
Oh, the Chiefs have had that locked up for a while, huh?
No, not quite yet. Not all of us decided 4 years ago to be Patriot fans, so
really?
We don't all enjoy the finer things in life.
When are you gonna?
Cold chill went through the room right now.
1997, but I'm not counting. You know,
96.
Like, when the Raiders left.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, man. I have an LA team. Yeah, they got lucky, man. The next LA team here, I'm jumping ship.
Really?
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Wow.
How can you say that?
Because
a Giant fan.
I love my city, man. I would stand by my city.
You're just going to dump the Patriots just like that.
I would jump shit, man.
I don't really love my city. Oh, I hate traffic.
You hate traffic? Get the hell out of my city, man. Get out of my city.
I'm all about the 134, though.
Get out of my city, man.
Out there every day.
Get out of my city, man. See, I love my city. I'm a Sparks fan, even, you know?
I went to the first Sparks game ever.
I did too, actually. That's
I good. Actually, funny story, really quick. I actually one time went to go play pickup basketball.
Are
I was
you
wondering
proud
why
of that?
Was wondering why nobody would kick me up and then realized I was wearing a Lisa Leslie. Like,
oh, no!
I was like 15, dog. It was really bad.
Oh, no.
I know. The whole
Lisa
world knows
Leslie
that now.
Shirt.
That was yeah.
Oh, now I'm going to get it on my Facebook.
Hashtag respect. Yeah. That story.
Yeah, but no one picked me up. So I was just sitting there shooting free throws while everybody's running up and down the court.
Man.
Yeah, it was hurt. But anyway.
You're a junk.
Yeah, that was bad. It was bad.
That was awesome, man. That was great.
I did like the Sparks, though. I still do.
Yeah, I still like the Sparks, too, man. I got love for my city. So
Jamila Wideman?
All right. So Sparks aside, we're still talking NFL, okay? So there's two big games today that I want to talk about. And then we'll see if we have the 10 minutes to make the other stuff happen.
So make it happen.
We already talked about the Giants losing. Great. I think that was defense on defense. They shut down Eli. It was a hard game, man.
It was tough.
It was a tough game. So I give that to you guys. And I was telling you, I see Roethlisberger and Eli playing very similar, except that Roethlisberger is way bigger and way slower than Eli. But they play the same way. Mm-hmm. So that was an interesting matchup for me. The other matchup is just purely on name, is the Cam Newton versus RG3. And Panthers win against the Redskins. Awesome. I think, who performed better?
Well, you know, RG3's come into a pretty good situation. And, you know, obviously, you know, last year Cam did have, you know, Stewart and Williams playing very well. But, I mean, right now you look at these two teams, it's not even close. Kyle Shanahan and his dad have a good scheme run up there, you know, in Washington for Robert, Bob, as we like to call him.
Bob.
And, you know, it's debatable. I mean, both guys are going to be good in this league for a while, I think. And, I mean, let's see next year what Cam does.
Who's going to have the better pro career?
Cam Newton.
I agree.
Bobby Griffin, for sure.
No, Bob.
I think Cam Newton will.
I mean, look at their numbers today. I mean, 13 for 23, 201 for Cam, 23 for 39, 215 for Griffin. I don't know. I felt like they ran the ball a little too much on first and second down for me. I think they need to give RG3 a little more chance to throw. I mean, I think in the long run, it's going to be RG3. I don't know.
I don't know.
He shows more promise to me than Cam did.
Yeah.
But this was Cam last year, but so we don't Cam, know what Robert's doing.
I also look at Cam's
year.
Class, and Cam's was class wasn't very impressive to me.
Yeah.
So, I look, you know, you got Andrew Luck, locker if you
but he doesn't play against that guy.
And you have Steve Smith, who's one of the who's been one of the better receivers in the NFL for a while. And you know, your best receivers, Pierre Garçon, goes out game one after you throw an 80-yard TD to him. You know, and now you're stuck with Santana Moss, who isn't what he used to be. So I mean, don't really have receivers out there either.
But Moss is doing work with him. Well, he's getting separation on those safeties.
I think we'll see. I want to, you know, reserve and just see what he does next year, because you know Cam Newton was this guy last year. So
that makes sense.
AFC NFC picks.
Let's go straight into that.
AFC Championship?
Yeah, so we're going to go already. This is the midway point, so let's already look into this. Let's go into the AFC NFC picks and who we think is going there, any wild card predictions as well. So let's start with the AFC. Okay, let's pull that up, shall we? So in the AFC, for me, the teams that I would see advance.
I already know who I've got, so.
Well, AFC?
Yeah, AFC you guys is easy.
Yeah, it is easy. It's
AFC's, Pats, you know, Ravens. Three or four team race.
Yeah.
Pick who we were picking two, though, right?
Two.
Yeah. I'm going to go Denver and New England.
Ooh, Denver, New England.
Same.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I always just hold, man.
Denver beating New England.
I have the Pats making it.
Straight up. Denver will scrape on you.
Yeah, Denver will straight whoop.
Yeah, sure. Because it happened this year.
You know they played this year, right?
Yeah, they already played this year.
Okay, that's regular fine. Season.
You don't want to see Peyton in the playoffs. Just like you don't really? Want to see Eli in the Super Bowl.
You don't walk in.
What are you talking about? Do you know whose record is what?
When
against
was
who?
The last time you beat Eli in the Super Bowl?
I'm talking about Peyton Manning.
Out of my two options that you're going to give me,
Peyton's the same.
Two times that they met.
We're going for an all Manning Super Bowl.
The time that they lost and the time that they lost. Okay.
I don't know. Right.
In the AFC, I've also got New England. I've got Denver at New England, you know, specify that.
So you do have Denver, New England, though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So all three of us.
What about you?
But I don't think Denver wins.
I have the Texans making a strong run, man.
The Texans?
Yeah.
That was the one that was kind of jumping out at me, too. Who do you think they play? Are you going Patriots?
Yeah.
So we're all pretty much in agreeing that, you know, the Patriots will make it, maybe Denver, maybe Houston.
Yeah, it all depends on the records, too, and whoever has.
Yeah. Because also the Ravens, you never know, though.
Yeah.
Like, you can't necessarily count them out if they get a bye.
I can see the Broncos having the worst. I mean, they have such a marshmallowy division.
They're playing they played the harder part of their schedule too at the beginning of the season. Yeah. So it's like now it's really going to start clicking.
Yeah. Interesting. Who would have the worst? Yeah. Who would have the worst schedule? I don't know who would end up worst. Because I mean, besides the Texans with their record, everyone else is pretty close.
I mean, it's going to come down to New England and Denver, and I think Denver has easier division. I think that's all that comes
Both schedules are really easy.
It's a tough one.
That is a tough one between the two. But, I mean, that's the one. I would always see Pats going past.
I think the Pats are unanimous. Like, they're going to get at least the AFC championship.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make my pick till that point. And I personally see Denver. I can obviously see Houston. I can maybe see sleeper Baltimore.
I'll take Patriots-Texans.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
And
I'd rather play the Texans than the Broncos just because, you know, Peyton Manning matchup, obviously.
Yeah.
But that defense is nasty. I think they don't score enough, though, to beat New England.
Last year, we demolished that defense, the Broncos defense. So I'm not worried about them. I would rather see the Broncos, absolutely.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, because I think we could tear apart that defense.
But they've got Peyton Manning. Now they can kind of go back. Great. They can go.
Then who would go into the – do you think I want to go against the Texans D?
There's
history in Manning.
Yeah, you don't want
all
that.
Like, would you rather meet a new girl at a club or your ex? Like, I'd probably rather just meet
a new girl.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't want Peyton showing up to ruin my party.
Yeah, it's like that party could get ruined real quick.
All right. Let's move on to the tougher division. The tougher conference, I should say.
Yeah.
The NFC. Yeah.
Let's hear some echoes for a second. I am going to say, and I don't think anybody's going to agree with me, Green Bay, San Francisco, Green Bay wins.
Weird. That's a real weird NFC championship.
Thank you. Well, I know with Jay sitting next to me, it's definitely, you know.
He doesn't like that very much. I've got a completely different pick.
I think he's picking Philly and maybe Dallas, but that's just mine. I don't know. What are you doing, Jay?
Really? He's going Philly, Dallas.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
That's like your Giants pick.
I'm going to definitely go. This is for the NFC Championship?
Yeah.
No,
the LFC.
I'm going to go, with the New York Football Giants and the San Francisco.
Shocker.
And the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow.
Okay.
Just really changed things up from last year.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
You pick the Patriots every year.
I mean, because they're
always there. So I'm not really wrong. I'm going to go Cowboys at Bears.
Oh, my.
You're the worst.
What? Like,
you are a jack.
That is wrong.
I can't even see that.
Yeah, I can't.
You were plugging the Bears hard earlier today,
are
too.
Are you talking about wild card teams? Or
no, this is the NFC Championship
okay.
game.
Okay. Well, I'm praying for you, brother.
You're a junk, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Real junk.
And the Bears are getting to the bowl.
Yes.
And playing
Cutler,
you guys.
Cutler
and playing
you guys.
Ball. Yes, and they lose.
You guys are. You're and a they you're lose.
You have real high hopes, my friend. You need a friend.
I want to play the Bears.
I'm sure
I
you
really
do.
Want. I want them to beat them.
What about you, Elder? Who are you picking?
Yeah, who do you got?
Because you probably, we're all over the place in these picks.
I'm probably going to be even more all over the place. I say Packers and the Seahawks.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're drunk.
I'm giving so much credit to that D.
How much crown on the rocks did you have?
No, man. I'm hopping on that seat. I'm totally believe they'll make it to the wild card. They'll be the two wild card teams.
The way we picked it, like, one of us is going to be ridiculously right, and three of us are going to be, like, looking really stupid. Like, really bad.
I mean, it always happened that, you know, the Bucks just
the AP.
That team looks good too.
The Falcons just. I mean, we all agree the Falcons aren't a playoff team.
Yeah, it's funny how they're the one undefeated team that would none of us even.
Well, nobody takes Matt Ryan seriously. If he had won a playoff game or two, then maybe.
Yeah, it's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah, right now the Cowboys are up on them. It's
6-6.
Yeah. 6-6. My bad, but it was
really low scoring game.
Really low scoring game.
That's pretty much how you called it, right, Jacob?
Oh, no, I said it was going to be like 28-24, like 21-24 or something like that.
speaking of that, real quick, what do you have winning this game?
I personally still have the Falcons.
I got Dallas winning.
I have Dallas as well.
Dallas has to win that game.
Dallas. I'm gonna say Falcons.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you saw, well, not that I'm comparing Green Bay to Dallas, but it's when Green Bay went up against Houston, and they just kind of had to have that game. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like Dallas really needs to win that game to keep the season alive.
And what better way to make a mark?
Right.
Taking out the one undefeated, you know, team. All right. So I'm going to see if we could even do this really quickly because I think this might be in. Or you guys want to take picks for Monday night?
No, we can skip. Let's do it.
Let's do the awards.
Yeah. Let's do the really awards. Quick. All right.
I mean, who even plays Monday night?
The it's Eagles Philly. And the Saints.
Yeah. Okay, New Orleans. There you go.
I got Philly.
I have
big.
Philly.
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 Okay, so we're all. I'm the only one on my own page on both of those.
We all collectively hate you. both terrible picks. All right. Wait, man. This happened last time where you were the only one that was right.
Yeah, and then the Cardinals, like, blew it, though.
Yeah.
So it was kind of not even, like, right, but yeah.
All
right,
so we got a couple minutes. Midseason awards. So MVP of the season so far.
Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan?
Matt Ryan.
Aaron Rodgers.
Nah, I wouldn't. I think Rodgers has had the best turnaround. Well, with his team?
2,200 yards, 22-4 touchdown to interception rate.
What's your record, man?
6-3.
Gotta look at the record. Anytime a team is undefeated,
or 5-3?
The guy who's. No, Atlanta. So, I mean.
Okay. Well, you take Atlanta. I mean, Peyton would be my second pick.
I think Peyton Manning would probably be comeback player of the year.
For sure.
You know, it's him and AP.
AP, yeah.
AP is gonna get some consideration, definitely.
JJ Swatt.
You get to say his name like that, like JJ Swatt.
I like him for defensive player. I mean, who do you guys like?
Mm.
I like Briggs too, actually, though.
Man, I really. Like him. I like Patrick Peterson. I like.
I do like Pat Pete.
I like Pat Willis.
You don't like any Bears? I mean, seriously, look at what they're doing.
Urlacher,
what
is with that touchdown?
You the Bears? Yeah. You're bringing
you
the Bears
that
right now?
Defense is ridiculous.
You are
get
the
off
worst
of them.
Guy
they don't
ever.
Have that great a D. Charles Tillman, Peanut wow. Tillman is up, is doing so, nice.
Wow. Let's keep it moving. We only got like a minute left.
Wait, who was your MVP?
My MVP, I would probably have to say Matt Ryan too.
Okay,
yeah, he's just you're putting it up, man. You got wins.
He's winning.
He's winning, man. Rookie of the year.
Andrew Luck.
Oof. Andrew Luck. God,
if the Colts keep winning, it's Andrew Luck.
He's barely winning, though.
Hey, winning is winning.
I want to say in the end of the season, RG3, but I think at this point you have to say Andrew Luck. But I think RG3 will pull it out, but at this point you kind of have to go Luck.
I don't think RG3 is going to pull it out. I don't think he's going to have a winning season. Maybe I don't think he's going to.
If the two teams keep going the way they are, and it's going to be easy. I think if the Skins can get to 500, well, then maybe, depending, it's going to come down to the numbers at that point, but I think Luck will win it.
Yeah, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll probably be Luck then. I hate to admit it too.
Yeah.
RG3 shows the most promise between the two, but how you're executing and the team that how it's helping you too. All right, so defensive player of the year.
JJ Swatt.
J.J. Yeah, Watt.
Yeah, at this point, you'd have to go get J.J. Watt.
Actually, my boy JPP.
You know, there's a few guys. That one can change daily.
And this one would be good. Comeback player of the year. The year of the season so far.
Peyton.
I think it's absolutely a tie.
AP and Peyton.
Peyton don't get a tie?
They could do it.
Not right now. It will eventually like change, but at this point, like one's the leading rusher in the league, one's leading his team. Like, you know, it's really tough to pick.
Can they do co-comeback player?
Maybe, but at this point right now, I'd say co because they're both leading at their position.
I would say Peyton. I think Peyton's had the most impressive performances. You got to remember that Chargers win.
What's harder to come back from, though? Adrian Peterson had a pretty gruesome knee injury, that second one of his career.
And you're running every game.
And he's a running back, the most expendable position. I'm giving it to AP.
You had career-ending surgery.
I don't know. It's debatable. I could argue either way.
You could go either way, I think.
Yeah, yeah it's
tough.
It's a coin flip.
They'll go to Peyton, though, because it is a quarterback. If it stood right now, you always go with the quarterback. That's just the way the game's set up.
I mean, I consider AP absolutely. All right. Shout out to Juan Manuelis. Telling me that he doesn't believe my Packers-Seahawks thing. He's outraged right now. All right. So that's it for In the Sports Booth. You've been in with us for an hour. Join us next week, 6 p.m. You know where to reach us, skidrowstudios.com. We're out.